Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are yous doing? What's the crack? Welcome to another bonus episode of the Stall It podcast. Just before Christmas. Up to, it's nearly Christmas now,
I
all the same.
Believe it.
Isn't that mad?
Mad.
And here we're Ed to read out the listeners' questions that you have sent in to stallit@goloudnow.com, probably right after you bought your tickets.
Ah, nicely done.
Do you like that?
That
yeah,
was smooth.
Two things at once you can do with on your phone if you're sitting on the jacks, just killing time, buying tickets and sending listener questions in.
Right, onwards with the questions. Another great name. Who did we have last week? Oh, we had Cushion.
Cushion, yeah.
Cushion, yeah.
Ernie in Lusk.
Anything to Bert?
I don't know. Ernie.
Is it
Ernest, is it?
I'm not buying that for a second. I don't think anyone's calling that child Ernie.
Especially in Lusk.
Ernie's a nickname.
For what?
Ernest.
Who's calling their child Ernest?
People.
No.
People around here avoid a child, they call him Ernest.
Ernie goes camping. Ernest goes camping.
Ernest goes back to school.
In Lusk.
In Lusk.
Ernie goes to Lusk.
Like, he's sitting at home going, fucking slagging bastards.
They didn't even read out me questions.
Yeah, I've
just
slagging
me name.
Would you rather take a weekend road trip, oh, it's kind of fitting into our car chat there, with the Unabomber, or have the ability to have Elmo materialise from thin air and represent you in all difficult conversations for life? So road trip with the Unabomber, or to be able to materialise Elmo from thin air for all your tough discussions.
I'd go with the second.
So I made a Bert joke about his name being Ernie.
And there was
and then
Elmo.
He brought in Elmo.
He's actually fucking ripping the piss out, was there?
100%. He knows how much I like Elmo.
So you're negotiating your contract with Bauer, or maybe having a chat to head to head or a face to face or heart to heart with Moira. You bring Elmo in to do it for you.
Why would you bring Elmo in?
Because
how is that going to help?
It's just a question.
It's okay. It's not real life.
It is. Israel.
Is this the real?
I'd love to have dinner with the Unabomber, but I think a weekend would be too much. It'd be funny at the start, and then you'd be like, "All right."
I wouldn't be bothered enough with that. That wouldn't appeal to me. I'd do the Elmo thing
with the Unabomber.
I wouldn't be bothered.
You wouldn't be bothered.
Doesn't interest me.
What? Why?
I wouldn't be bothered with him.
Such an interesting character.
I know, but I'd rather the Elmo thing.
Would you not like to know, like, what he was eating in that little shack in the woods?
No, I want Elmo to answer all my problems.
He'd be with you non-stop.
I know. I'd just switch off and just be like, talk to Elmo.
Anytime you get in a taxi and the taxi driver starts a conversation, Elmo just goes, hello.
Depends on the conversation. Usually, yeah, 9 times out of 10.
But I'm not sure Elmo would be much use to you again to go back to, say, contract negotiations or dealing with a solicitor. He'd be shit at it.
Yeah, it'd be crap.
You'd be coming out worse off.
Mm.
They'd be all saying, he's so difficult to work with. Like, every time you just get to that point where you're getting something across the line, he brings Elmo in.
Oh. It's cute as shit, though.
Yeah.
Very fucking cute. You want to give him a little cuddle?
Yeah.
A little scratch, a little tickle.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Tickle me, Elmo.
Maybe it's just like a distraction and you just start tickling him. Yeah, yeah. I think a 2-year contract sounds really... Just 1 second. Tickle, 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 tickle. And then it kind of resets you. And you're like, oh, okay, I feel better now after a tickled Elmo.
I like that.
Good. So we're going with Elmo.
He's gone with the Unabomber.
Oh. No, I didn't. I said I'd have dinner with him. I think the weekend would be too much. It'd be too intense. It'd be a fucking... Yeah, it'd be too intense.
It'd be a dose.
Could kill you as well. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't sleep well.
Send you something in the post.
She'd be living with him. You'd be on a road trip in a caravan.
You'd probably still send it to you in the post because he's the Unabomber. Yeah, but look, well, why didn't you just give me that one? Why didn't you just give me the bomb?
Yeah.
Would you let him put petrol in the car on the road trip?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
There's no way you're letting him.
I'd have to handcuff him the whole time.
Yeah.
Go on a road trip, but like he's staying in the car.
So you're putting the petrol in, and you stay in the car, I'll get the...
You'd have to pin him down. You'd have to strap him down at all times.
Yeah.
Passenger seat, not back seat either. You couldn't have him behind you.
I mean, it'd be fun to show him the world now. Like, I'd love to show him the world.
Where would you bring him to?
I can show you the world.
Bringing him around Ireland. Where are you bringing him to?
On a magic carpet.
Where would you bring him to in Ireland as a road trip?
Well, I'd take him to Dublin, first of all, to show him...
The world.
The Lewis. Imagine that blow his mind.
The Lewis, yeah.
No tall buildings.
Yeah. Well, there is none in fucking Ireland. Yeah, and Dublin. Yeah, I'd keep him away from Liberty Hall, though. That's for sure.
Why?
It's the tallest building in Dublin, wasn't it? Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it? That's the tallest building. In Ireland?
In the world, I think.
In Ireland, yeah. In Ireland.
No, it's the world, yeah.
Yeah.
It's bigger than the Burj Khalifa,
Burj
Khalifa
of Dublin.
It's bigger than the Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah. Oh, Ernie, there's your answer, we think. Eileen, considering Joe's wild view on soup and ketchup, does he get very suspicious and or wound up when he opens the press at home and sees all those things that don't exist or are lying to us all?
What?
What? Like what?
Like considering
ketchup?
Joe's wild
bean
view,
juice and
what
ketchup
is your
thing.
View on soup again?
There's no such thing as chicken soup.
Ah, okay.
And so then when he actually says that... The thing that he's saying isn't
you're
real.
You're literally
there.
Seeing them in existence at home in your own kitchen. Or
well,
do you not have
that doesn't. That never happens because it literally doesn't exist. It's cream of chicken soup, or else it's chicken noodle soup. It's never chicken soup. It's never chicken soup. There's no such thing as chicken soup.
I'm not getting into it. Okay.
No chicken soup.
It's too late in the day for that.
If you could get rid of one thing in the world in its entirety, you're given the chance. It just disappears.
Raisins.
Out of the face of the planet.
Raisins.
Raisins.
Yeah.
Coleslaw.
Oh, it's lovely.
Ah, stop. Me granddad used to eat out of the tub with a fork. Oh.
Just
really getting sick, man.
That oh, egg mayonnaise. Disgusting.
Egg mayonnaise. Delightful. What, straight from the tin or straight from the packet, main or coleslaw?
Straight or mackerel out of the tin. I love tuna out of the tin, but like mackerel out of the tin. Get away from me with that shit. Why are we still making that?
I'd eat that.
Mackerel fillets out of the tin.
Yeah. In Brian. Do you know Brian?
The life of Brian.
Imagine you just opened the...
There was a
and
Brian,
it was just a fella called Brian in there. He's like, hey, I'm Brian.
Tuna in Brian. And it's just Brian with a tuna sticking out of his arm.
Yeah. Oh. And a little tiny little fella. And he's just sitting on top of the fish.
It's just wiggling. Like, the tail's wiggling out of
he's saying, hey, I was just keeping this fresh. For the last 40 years.
You're probably just wondering.
Just close the cupboard.
You're probably just wondering what the Brian is.
I'll have some coleslaw.
Here, I am the Brian.
Here I am.
And you give him a little handshake. How are you, Brian?
Maybe later.
What are you going to do with me now that you're going to eat the mackerel? I'll probably just kill you.
Yeah.
Put you in the bin.
And the Unabomber looks up.
Oh, stop, man.
So you're getting rid of raisins.
Raisins are yummy.
What the hell?
I hate them. Do you know what? I hate them little packets to make them look all cute. No, the little ones with the little woman on them. No, the little kids' ones. There's like a woman on them and she's like...
I don't know.
What's she like?
She's naked and she's...
No, she's not fucking naked. I have to Google that.
But would you not like have a fairy bun? What do you call those? Queen cakes?
Oh, yeah, like a kind of a...
Mini raisins boxes.
Yeah.
Muffin of sorts.
Yeah, the woman.
My son
them.
Has them.
No, the woman, she's holding...
Pops them like amphetamines.
Oh, my kids hate them.
Sun-made California seedless raisins, but the woman
is
holding grapes.
Oh, well, that's what they're made from.
Well, grapes are raisins. Dried raisins. Raisins are dried grapes.
I like grapes, though.
Because they have juice in them. So they're juiceless grapes.
I was never into raisins, I have to say.
What about a scone? Would you have them in a scone?
No.
Plain scone?
I'd have a plain scone or a blueberry one.
Jesus.
Chocolate.
Chocolate,
what
yeah.
The hell is going on?
Yeah, it's weird.
Raisin, like any, like even fucking, what's that raisin bread you can get?
Barnbrack,
yeah. Yeah, but there's another one.
Oxford Moulton, Lunch.
Moulton, starts with an M.
Oh, yeah.
Moultana.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Oh, you toast that up with some real butter. I am telling you now, in a nice cup of scald.
It'd be a waste of butter because it'd be going in the bin. I'd butter it and then throw it out and I'd be saying, matter wasting some butter.
No, I'm a bit of that now, Ed. I'm a bit of that because I hate when people have cakes and shit that are too sweet. But like a little sweet bread.
Yeah, a little bit of sweet bread.
Like brioche.
Yeah, maybe, but like that's more for a burger or something.
But you can get brioche buns that are like croissants and they have bits of little custard in it.
Yeah, they're probably, oh no, they're disgusting. Custard as well can go in the bin forever.
Custard now donuts is a disgrace, donuts.
Yes, it is. I agree.
So you're going coleslaw and we're sticking with raisins.
Coleslaw and raisins.
You know you can get coleslaw with raisins in it. I know.
You actually can't you?
Yeah, yeah.
That is fucking horrible.
The two of you combined.
Oh, man.
I'd say if that was on that table here, we'd just malfunction.
Raisins and coleslaw?
Yeah. If it was just put on a plate, you hate coleslaw, I hate raisins, and that was just mixed together, I think we'd just...
You're kryptonite. Yep.
The whole room would just start glitching and we'd be like the Matrix or something.
I'd get sick of myself. I wouldn't have the smell of it as well, opening that fucking tub. Fuck off.
What about egg mayonnaise? I think that's disgusting.
It's just as bad as the coleslaw, but eggs I like.
So you like boiled eggs?
I do like boiled eggs, yeah. In the morning. Don't be chopping her up and sticking her in like that. Raw eggs. That's what mayonnaise is, just the white of eggs.
I know, with mayonnaise. Oh no. No, I'm thinking about egg mayonnaise.
How do you make mayonnaise? With mayonnaise.
Yeah. No, Darren's cookery show.
Egg mayonnaise is boiled eggs.
Yes, with mayonnaise.
Mashed up with mayonnaise.
Then there's a little bit of pepper and salt.
Vinegar.
Mm.
Fucking horrible.
No?
In the mayonnaise, yeah, but the mayonnaise, for egg mayonnaise.
Do you have any more questions?
Sorry. I'm actually getting hungry.
I'm starving. We're not even gonna get Andy because we have a meeting after this.
Brennan Santry. Do seagulls have a great life? No predators, plentiful supply of food, because they'll eat anything, a million places to make your nest, born with a lifelong sense of entitlement, and also, judging by the numbers of them, no shortage of romantic opportunities. So.
Do they have a great life?
They do have a good life, I think.
I think they have a great life, an amazing life, yeah. I mean, on the pecking order of birds.
Yeah, nicely done.
Thank you so much. They are like the scariest ones. They're the top of the food chain. Like, you know when there's 100 pigeons and they're all having a go at a chicken fillet roll on the ground?
The seagull swoops in.
One seagull comes in and everyone's like, whoa, sorry mate, it's all yours.
Thugs.
They back off.
Gone.
One of them. If the pigeons only knew that they could gang up on the seagull, they would be the sacrifice, but ultimately I think all the pigeons would win.
Would 20 pigeons kill a seagull?
If they really walk together, they could, yeah.
Would 5 pigeons...
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dye with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
No.
No.
Because the wings would kill 2 at once. And then it's big beak. Then that would just leave 3. And yeah, no.
I also think there's an issue of attitude there. I don't think pigeons have the... seagulls are absolute thugs.
Mm.
I think they're
thuggery.
I think they're psychotic, sociopathic.
Kill each other.
Thugs.
Pigeons have gotten braver though.
Pigeons are a little brave. But I'm not sure they have the killer instinct in them. Like, most of it's down to the attitude with seagulls. I think they would absolutely destroy the pigeons.
Yeah.
Just not through brawn, but by through pure psychotic menace that they have inside their souls. And I don't even think they have souls. But pigeons, there's a softer side to them. A little like cheeky chappies. Seagulls are outright thugs.
You don't think seagulls have souls?
Seagulls, no. Have you ever looked into the eye of a seagull?
Yeah, that like evil.
Doll's eyes.
Evil.
Yeah.
I think they have a soul, but it's a dark evil.
Yeah, it's
toxic.
They're bastards.
Upside down world.
Complete bastards.
They look at you and they know you're afraid even like you're holding something, chocolate bar, pack of crisps.
They're not sound. It's just not sound. Seagulls are not sound. There's a, you know, you can get around a pigeon.
I think they probably kind of at one point were sound, and they just got really greedy.
They're like bullies.
Yeah, they're
in
bullies.
School.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I feel like there's a softness in there, and but
in seagulls.
No. It's seagulls, somewhere in there.
It's crystallised into a dark, endless black hole of hate.
Do you reckon they know we're talking about them?
I hope not.
On podcasts and all.
I hope not.
Say they listen to it, yeah. What the fuck? Say they listen to Spotify, yeah. I seen one of the seagulls Spotify Wrapped. We were up there, top five.
Pigeons, yeah, I could deal with pigeons. So they have a good life. Seagulls, but they don't seem to enjoy it. They've got everything going for them, as listed there by Brennan Santry. Loads of grub. They've run to the city, yeah, for the most part.
They've no friends.
They're riding all around them, but they don't seem to. They don't give off joy that, as to their privilege, they don't seem to be enjoying the great life that they've, I suppose, taken from us.
Do they have nests? Where did he sleep?
Top of buildings and.
Do they? Yeah.
Yeah. Travelodge, I think.
Checking. I'm just checking in for the night.
Yeah.
Do they sleep and talk? Do they not have nests?
I think they just walk out without paying as well. So you're not going to.
Definitely.
They don't they have nests now. Big, huge nests.
No. So just, not even pack animals like that. Just all out for themselves, aren't they?
And they're not even that smart because one of those plastic hawks.
They're afraid.
They believe them. Did you see flying around the top of tall buildings?
Yeah.
The seagull's gone. I'm not going there. There's a hawk over there. You dumb prick. Clearly. A small hawk-shaped kite.
Oh, the little
going
the
around
flags.
In cycles. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They are idiots.
A pigeon would never fall for that.
No,
he'd be like, "It's a fucking."
Well, I fell for it. I fell for it once, and then I knew. But these idiots, are getting fooled day in day out.
Maybe they just don't want to risk it.
Not worth the risk. Yeah, it's fair enough. Brennan Santry, thank you for opening up some deep psychosis in me there, and apologies for. I must watch Birds by Hitchcock tonight.
Yes,
that concludes the questions for the bonus.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. Sorry again about that.
They were short questions, but we answered them
fully
with length.
Yeah. Forget the quality.
Not the volume of questions were low,
yeah,
but we answered them with length, I meant to
say. The answers were girty.
Girty. Lengthy oaks.
Yeah.
That's a big, fat, long answer.
No, stop now, will you?
Wrap it
big
up, dirty, as it were.
Big, Lanky Larry's. Do you remember them Lanky Larry sweets? They were bleeding lovely.
Oh, ice pops, really big fucking long ice pops.
Lanky Larry's.
Lanky Larry.
They were just big long chewy fucking things with Viz in the middle of them.
I talked about. Yeah, yeah. I thought. Hey, what am I thinking of? They were
there's
big,
the
long
ice cream van. I'm going to get a Lanky Larry.
What is happening?
You don't remember Lanky Larry's?
No.
Oh, Lanky, you don't remember Lanky Larry's? They were big, huge, long, Lanky Larry's. And they had Fizz in them.
They were named after a fella from Colester.
No, but there was a fella and he was lanky. The whole packet was him being the lanky man. And he had the length of him. And then you opened it and you ate it. It was like one of them Stinger bars Roy the Rovers. The same texture. But there was Fizz in the middle of it. But it was a big, long thing.
Sorry, were they literally called Lanky Larry's? Was that the
They were called Lanky Larry's. And the writing Lanky Larry was on it, on his body.
Jesus,
I said Lanky Christ. Larry.
Lanky Larry. Like a fever dream.
Lanky Larry. Do you remember the ad? Lanky Larry.
No, I don't remember the ad.
It wasn't even an ad.
Get not, your Lanky Larry's.
Do you not remember the ad? Lanky Larry. Lanky Larry.
If there wasn't that, that's exactly how it sounded.
He's a tall fella and he has a big, huge Lanky Larry. On the, he's tall. And there's Fizz in it. And it's good for me. And it's good for you. It's an energy drink.
Oh, God.
I must find the ad for it. The ad is brilliant.
You should do an ad for Lanky Larry, man. Just and put it up as a post and say, like, does anyone remember this ad? And it's you. It's you. Just make it.
But
just
make like it like 70s Grady.
Yeah. Lanky Larry.
Just big long Lanky legs Larry. Coming around the corner. Or lurking at the schoolyard.
Yeah, for fuck's sake.
Ah, it's Lanky Larry.
Lurking at the schoolyard.
Chasing children.
Okay. We won't go to that extent, but.
It's kids' sweets.
Do you remember the kids are chasing
Do you remember Stinger bars?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Sort of like them, but longer.
Okay.
And they were called Lanky Larry's. Funny name for it.
There was no Stinger bar ads, was there? There was a Roy the Rovers ad.
Yeah, they were all playing football.
Yeah.
No, that was Cadet. Oh no, Capri Sun.
Cadet didn't.
No, you're thinking of the Capri Sun one.
Capri Sun was playing football.
Capri Sun. Oh, what was it? Capri Sun, the refreshment champion. And he done a knee slide, but it was just a Capri Sun. He just fouled it.
On that bombshell.
Jesus Christ.
Do you want to plug the live show?
Was that Kia Ora?
No, it's Capri Sun, the refreshing champion.
Kia Ora has a fucking fun park down in Wexford. Kia Ora Park.
Stop. Like a Tato Park?
Yeah. I'd love to go to it. I don't know what's in it. Here's the sheep. I don't know what's in it.
Here's a blah ride.
Oh, God. Sorry. Okay, go on. Wrap it up.
Do you want to plug the gig one more time?
Oh, yeah, we're doing something, yeah. Get your tickets. 12th of February, 2026. Only around the corner. I'll see you then. If you don't get them, I'll be disappointed. If I don't get them, you're not allowed to listen anymore.
Lanky Larrys for you.
We're giving out Lanky Larrys at the live show. So if you want a Lanky Larry, come to the live show in Vicar Street, February 12th. Get your tickets now.
There's going to be so many people that don't even know what a Lanky Larry is. Upsetting.
They know now.
Andrew out there, do you know what a Lanky Larry is?
No.
Oh, there we go. There's going to be so many people curious to know what a Lanky Larry is.
So I have this weird thing that's at the happening right now, and when you were talking to Andrew there and asked him did he know what a Lanky Larry is, like five people over in the office just looked over as if they're still looking. There was like four or five people that looked at the same time, like they all heard you asking Andrew did he ever hear of a Lanky Larry before.
This is on speaker that goes out into the News Talk office,
so Pat Kenny heard everything that we were saying.
Yeah.
And he's just on the show now. Next up, we're going to talk about Lanky Larrys. Wow. Does anyone remember Lanky Larrys?
Little bit of a throwback here, guys.
Right, I'm going.
Come on. See you later. All right, I'm going to finish up here. Coming up on the show
here. Do you want to see it out while we put our jackets on?
No, I'd say wrap it up earlier than that.
That's a lovely rattly.
No, let's keep it going and just let them hear us how we put our jackets on.
Getting ready.
Look, there's a zip going up.
Oh. That was a pocket zip in case you thought it was a front zip, because it's not.
I don't wear jeans.
You have a zip on the front.
On me fucking tracksuit bums.
No, your fucking jacket.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
80% of what you're wearing rustles.
I thought you meant me fly.
Your trousers and his jacket. Do your socks rustle?
Russell Crowe.
Darren's made of nylon. Polyester. The polyester fella.
Go on, get out of it.
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.